From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama meets at the White House today with congressional leaders from both parties. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports one goal is to reach some agreement about Bush-era tax cuts that are set to expire.
Unless Congress acts, taxes will go up for everyone on January 1st. Republicans want to extend all of the Bush-era tax cuts. President Obama and most congressional Democrats only want to extend tax cuts for income under $250,000. In a conference call with reporters, White House Communications Director Dan Pfeiffer suggested that today's meeting could be combative.
The Republicans are going to have to make a case for why we should spend $700 billion to permanently extend the tax cuts for the wealthiest Americans. That's a case they'll have to make and explain how that comports with a seriousness about the deficit.
Other issues that may come up in this meeting include the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell and the authorization of a nuclear arms treaty with Russia. President Obama wants Congress to do both during this lame duck session. Republicans want more time. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, The White House.
The U.S., South Korea, and Japan are all balking at China's effort to hold emergency talks with North Korea about the increasing tensions on the Korean Peninsula. A North Korean envoy is heading to Beijing, but diplomats from the U.S., Japan, and South Korea will meet themselves in Washington to discuss the situation. North Korea is sharply criticizing the ongoing joint military exercises now being conducted by the U.S. and South Korea. The U.S. Supreme Court hears arguments today in a case that pits California's right to run its prisons against the Constitution's guarantee that individuals behind bars have a right to basic medical care. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports that issue is a federal court order requiring California to take whatever steps are necessary to reduce that state's prison population by 46,000 within 2 years.
California's prison system, designed to house 80,000, now houses twice that many. Over the last 20 years, the federal courts and the state's own investigators have repeatedly found this severe overcrowding has resulted in failure to provide adequate medical care to prisoners. Acute physical conditions have gone undiagnosed or treated, resulting in preventable deaths, and the suicide rate is climbing dramatically. California admits these conditions are unconstitutional, but asserts the federal courts exceeded their authority in ordering a dramatic reduction in overcrowding, a reduction the state says could only be met with a prison release that would threaten public safety. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
The 19-year-old Somali-American man accused of plotting a truck bomb attack on a Christmas tree lighting ceremony in Portland, Oregon, has been arraigned in a court there. Stephen Wax is one of the attorneys representing Mohammed Osman Muhammad.
One of the issues that we'll be looking into in this case is the question of entrapment.
But Attorney General Eric Holder is rejecting suggestions of entrapment and is defending the FBI's conduct of the sting operation. This is NPR News. Police in Wisconsin are trying to determine what prompted a 15-year-old high school student to hold several fellow students and a teacher hostage for hours yesterday. Chuck Kornbach of Wisconsin Public Radio reports the boy shot himself as police moved in and his condition has not been disclosed.
Marinette police say they plan to interview more of the 23 students who were held hostage with a teacher inside a classroom at Marinette High School. Police say the five-hour standoff ended when a 15-year-old suspect turned a gun at himself as police rushed the room after hearing other shots fired. Law enforcement will also bring in a dog to sniff for any explosives in the school. Marinette County Public Information Officer Kathy Frank says the standoff was very sad.
We are all thankful that, you know, injuries were kept to a minimum, that all the students could be reunited safely with their parents.
Frank says Marinette High School will be closed for the day. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Kornbach in Milwaukee.
A powerful storm system packing possible tornadoes has left a path of damage in central Mississippi. Mark McAllister with the National Weather Service says Yazoo City was hard hit.
They do have power outages. They do have some downed trees and some damage to some buildings in downtown.
McAllister says the storm spawned a number of possible tornadoes. Toyota is replacing coolant pumps on 650,000 of its Prius hybrid cars worldwide, but the automaker is insisting the move is not another recall. Toyota is calling it instead a customer satisfaction campaign. More than half of the affected cars are in the U.S. The move involves Priuses from model years 2004 to 2007. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR.